Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Managing poo begins with you. That UK news release headline by Amy Nielsen does get your attention. It's connected with a series of meetings underway, one tomorrow in Hopkinsville, hosted by the Kentucky Dairy Development Council. Terry Atkins is one of their area consultants.
This is basically the beginning of an initiative to make sure that we're helping the farmers be in compliance environmentally. We focus so much on other things as far as milk quality and production and those kind of things, but this is as important to keep your farm going in the future.
They've invited in UK water quality specialists, Farm Bureau, soil conservation districts to discuss the state's Ag Water Quality Program. Implementing an individual plan for the farm is the first step, keeping it up to date is the second. Some are revised every 2 or 3 years, others when the required 5-year update is due for nutrient management plans.
The real emphasis put on it is it needs to be changed when you make changes. So it's kind of like a in-progress document. So as you make changes, maybe you add a new barn or increase cows, that type thing, then you can actually go in there and make comments on it without having to redo the whole thing.
Those regional KDDC meetings are on tap for tomorrow in Hopkinsville, Wednesday in Warren County, then next week's the 27th and 28th in Metcalf and Adair counties, respectively, all at local extension offices. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
Kentucky's ag water quality plans in large part are based upon an approved set of best management practices for each farm. KDDC's Terry Atkins says that dairy farmers themselves will be a major part of these regional meetings.
And we wanted to basically set up an environment where they felt comfortable, and we talked about certain things that were going on dairy farms, just natural practices and things that we could kind of look at doing differently. And it really helps them to ask questions because they realize that they're not the only one that has that challenge. Then once conversation starts, it really helps them to understand what other dairy farms are doing or other ways that they could do some practices to help them.
There's no charge to attend and no pre-registration required.
We'll take anybody at the door because our biggest goal is to reach out to as many as we can.
And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.